Elise Goldbach is a writer who grew up in Cleveland's Industrial Valley. She graduated from college into the Great Recession, and for a while she painted houses for a living. But then a friend told her about how much money she could make as a steel worker. She applied, and for the next 3 years, that job was central to her life. In a new book called Rust, Goldbach explains what the work is like. From the jump, her colleagues warned her how dangerous it is.
During the first few weeks of orientation, we were really given clear guidelines about all the things that could harm us, all the things that could kill us, really. And, you know, in some areas of the mill, it's noxious gases that can just knock you out. And in some areas of the mill, it's just this huge equipment that is so powerful and it can just rip apart your body if you get too close. In other areas of the mill, there's heat to contend with, you know, where you're dealing with molten metals and where you have to have all sorts of protective equipment to make sure that you don't get burned and don't get hurt. You know, there are cranes always rumbling overhead and they're carrying huge amounts of steel, 40,000 pounds, that if it falls on you, it would just kill you and crush you. And so there are just it's like danger around every corner. So you just always have to be looking out for yourself and looking out for the people around you.
There are many different jobs in the mill, and you seem to have cycled through a lot of them, as many people do. There is one part in the book where you talk about being in a basket up above, was it like a giant vat of molten zinc?
Yeah, it was kind of like a walkway around this like pool of zinc, yeah, molten zinc, that was used to galvanize the steel. And my job was to stir it, basically, with this big, long thing that looked like a garden hoe, kind of. But the whole time, you're just sweating. The mill itself is hot. The heat emanating from the zinc is making you sweat. And you have all these clothes on to protect you from the heat. And also, you know, the metal itself is very heavy and, you know, hard to control as you're kind of balancing on this walkway, trying to scoop this metal around.
Day to day, there's a lot there that's really scary.
Yeah, and it's kind of always in the back of your mind a little bit as you're doing these jobs.
You started out with a kind of idea of your coworkers and who they were as people. And then over time, your mind changed about the ones that you got to know well. What was the biggest change from the day you walked in and you have a notion of who your colleagues are to the day you leave? What was the biggest change in your mind with respect to who you were working with?
I think one of the things that really changed was I realized how important being a steelworker is to people's identity and how much stock and how much people kind of love the mill. You know, it becomes this place that you spend so much time down there. It kind of becomes a family. And I think that I also, what really changed was I realized how many people were just very similar to myself, and also how varied the steel mill can be. It's not just one type of person. There are a lot of different people with different backgrounds, different stories. You know, a lot of people with college degrees who find that you can make more money in a steel mill than doing what they had studied in school. And a lot of people with, you know, liberal views like my own. And so, you know, just kind of this idea that being an industrial worker isn't just one thing.
Elise Goldbach, author of Rust, a memoir. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
And a postscript. Elise Goldbach says she used the savings she earned at the steel mill to eventually become a teacher.